Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, Dr. Arun Rajaram earns his cash.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of injuries to discuss from our partners at IGEA Brain and Spine. How are you, Doc?
Guys, good. Hope you're all having a great steak lunch while we're here eating our wraps in the office.
I wish I could eat steak, Doc, but you know my deal. You know what I mean?
At least you can see the steak well, though, right?
I could look at the steak. I can't eat it.
But
that doesn't do me very good.
But you can't touch. It's like you're at a strip club.
Right. Though. Yeah, well.
If you pay enough. Oh, my gosh, for sure.
Go ahead.
So, who do you want to start with?
Yeah, who do you want to start with? Sanchez, Harvey, Neil Walker, Lagares,
Aaron Hicks.
Where do you want to go? CC Sabathia. Where do you want to go?
Guys, I can't wait for football season to finally start. We literally have more injuries to talk about today than we spoke about all football season last year. Literally. So crazy. So let's see. We'll run down the line. Hey, real quick, before I start, 1 minute story about homegrown toughness. So one of my best friends, born and raised, we grew up together since we were 7 years old in Mount Olive Township, New Jersey. She was in a bike race in Lisbon, Portugal last week. She crashed her bike, broke her leg. She calls me from Lisbon. She's basically trying to fight to get out of there to come back home here to Jersey. They have her wrap up her leg, broken leg and all, gets on a plane, fights it all the way, shows up here in Jersey, and I just fixed her leg on Wednesday, and now she's back home listening to me on the radio, and it's one of the toughest things I've seen anybody do. And shout out to her with the flying across the world.
What's her name? What's the young lady's name?
Kelly. My good friend Kelly back home in Mount Olive Township, New Jersey.
Kelly, get well soon. Good job by you.
Excellent work. You should play for the Mets. You'll be in the lineup tomorrow.
There you go.
Exactly.
Let's start with what I think is maybe the most concerning because of the impact he has, and that's Gary Sanchez. Last night, he actually steals a base. He leaves the game. Yankee fans are shuddering. Your thoughts on what's going on with Gary right now?
So it's the abs. So they're talking about this abductors, right? And there's abductors, kind of your glutes, and then there's adductors, like D as in dog. That's kind of by the groin where some of your hamstrings start. So the glutes are the strongest muscles. So when you start to push off, and when he was going to steal that base, you push off with your glutes to kind of get that momentum going. And it's a similar principle of how when you hurt your hamstring, you're pushing off. And that's the same thing when Neil Walker was running to first base. You know, we're talking about the hamstrings with him eventually on the Mets. Same thing. When you're pushing and you're running, the muscles end up contracting a little hard and you get a partial tear in these muscles and they bleed and that's why they hurt. So you're basically talking about a bad strain to a muscle. And we all pull muscles doing things, but basically that's probably the baseline of it is. But I don't think it should be a big thing for him. I think it should cool down in a matter of days, and I'm hoping by next week he's feeling. Most soft tissue strains, 7 to 10 days, they cool down pretty well.
All right, how about Aaron Hicks now? They're talking about an Achilles situation with him. What do you think?
Yep, him, I'm thinking a tendon strain, so your Achilles. Again, similar principles here. When you run, you're pushing off. You're the final thing to leave the ground right before you start your stride is your foot and the toes. So when your toes are kind of pushing off right at the end as you move forward, that Achilles, so one of the strongest tendons in our body, is what you use to push the calf muscle out so you can run. And basically that's what the that tendon takes a ton of force, and he probably strained that. And I don't think he completely tore it because they wouldn't, you know, he'd barely be able to walk or hobble around. They'd be a lot more worried about him if he completely tore it. So he probably strained it, and that sometimes can take a little bit longer to feel better, but I'm hoping similar 10-14-day window.
So that's DL.
Feel better.
That's DL. Definite DL.
That is DL, the way that DL. Sounds.
Because the thing is, the reason the Achilles worries me more than the abductor and the muscle stuff, because the Achilles, that's a tendon problem. The stuff that Gary's got by the hip is more of a muscle issue, and muscles have a ton of support around them. But the tendon's basically the last line of defense you got. When those muscles are pulling on that tendon to help the bone move and help the joint move, and that's the last step. So if the tendon goes, the muscle can't do anything. So if he ruptures that thing, that's unfortunately almost an automatic surgery for a lot of these guys, because if you don't have a tendon that's working, the muscle, you can have all the muscle and all the girth you want, and the muscle, it'll never do anything without the tendon.
They're going to be careful
with him before they let him. They're going to let him start walking fast on a treadmill, have him jog slowly, and only if that is pain-free are they going to let him start pushing.
Is it more concerning that CC's injury, the hamstring issue, is the same hamstring he suffered a year ago? Does that make it a more dangerous injury because he suffered the same injury before?
It does increase your risk of recurrence, meaning when you get one hamstring strain on your left side, you're at a higher chance of getting a hamstring again on your left side compared to your right side, because once the muscle stretches for that first time and gets injured, it doesn't go back to perfectly normal. That's why you'll see a lot of guys who get repetitive hamstring injuries. You think, oh gosh, it's his hamstring again. You just kind of wonder why that keeps happening, but that's why, because every time you strain it, it never goes back completely to normal, so you are at a higher risk of injuring that same muscle again. So yeah, every time he gets one of these, It worries me that he unfortunately may keep getting some of these things if he doesn't let it cool down enough.
And obviously Neil Walker at the Mets had it looks like a hamstring situation for him too, right, Doc?
Yeah, everybody can see the replay. It's almost like a classic video of when you sprint and kind of push off.
He's
running to first. That's most hamstring tears, that's exactly how it happens. You know, with this spring, a lot of the high school athletes, we saw a lot of track kids and with hamstring tears, kind of injuries and sprains, and that's exactly what it is. When you're sprinting and you're pushing off and running hard, that's usually when you get hamstring injuries. So, yeah, he's kind of your classic picture of how you get a hamstring.
And that looked bad when it initially happened.
Terrible.
How much time do you think a guy like him misses from an injury like that?
Depends. If it's just a strain of the muscle, which would be best case scenario, let's say 2-3 weeks, hopefully it starts feeling better. If it's more of a tendon problem where sometimes
I read partial tear. Wasn't that what it was for Neil Walker's hamstring?
Was it a tear?
I thought it was not a full tear,
but
a partial tear.
That's for sure.
I think that's the
way
they clarified it. So is that like even more serious?
But even that, just to get more on semantics, a partial tear of a muscle is different than a partial tear of a tendon. So if I'm seeing a muscle, I'm actually not as worried about that. If it's a partial tear of a muscle, I'm not too worried about that, because muscles have a lot of blood flow. If it's a partial tear of the tendon, then you got to be more careful. So if it's a partial tear of one or two of his, because you have four hamstring tendons. So if he got one or two of those four, it takes 3 months for that total hamstring to heal completely normal, but hopefully if it's a tendon thing, he may be a month before he starts feeling better. If it's more of a tendon problem, hamstrings are stubborn based on where the problem is, so it can be real variable. Some guys will feel better in 2 weeks, some guys a month, some guys 6 weeks. So I would say a minimum of three weeks if it was that bad to kind of get him feeling better enough to be able to run.
And Lagares has broke a thumb. He's going to be out a while, right?
Yeah, you saw him land on that thing when he was going to catch that ball. So, yeah, when you break a thumb, bottom line is when a bone breaks, 6 weeks. Unfortunately, that's just biology. You can't really speed that up too much. My friend Kelly knows that firsthand. We had that conversation. So 6 weeks, you got to take calcium, you got to take vitamin D, you got to do all that kind of stuff to get the bone to heal. But the hand has a really good blood supply, so it usually heals well. But you can't really heal it that faster than six. Now, it's not his throwing hand, so if you want to make that argument, but at the same time, if he's going to try and bat and stuff like that, it's hard to do that. So, yeah, so you're looking at 6 weeks to try and heal that bone.
What is a scapula? What the heck is that?
So feel it on your back right now. It's your shoulder blade. So take your one hand and just reach behind your kind of back and kind of like scratch your back. When you scratch your back with your one hand, you're touching your scapula. So that's your shoulder blade. It's one of the biggest bones in our body, and people don't realize how much it does. Literally, there's 17 muscles around your shoulder and your back that attach to your scapula. So there's a ton of muscles that are putting force on it constantly. So in Matt Harvey's situation, which we're talking about his scapula stress fracture that he has, my one theory, and again, just my thoughts, my theory about this, the stress fracture happens when the force on the bone is more than the bone can actually take, meaning the bone's not strong enough. So you wonder, because of all of his history with the thoracic outlet syndrome and the neck stuff and all these other things, he wasn't able to use his arm as much as he wanted to, and he couldn't stress it as much. And when you don't use some things as normal, your bone gets a little weaker. It's atrophy. It's kind of like atrophy of your muscle. You can also get atrophy of your bone. It's not the same word. You know, you hear words like osteoporosis and osteopenia. Right. You know, he doesn't have osteoporosis or anything like that, but your bones can get a little weaker when you don't use them as much. So I'm wondering if the prolonged time where he wasn't hitting it as hard and throwing as hard, the bone got a little weak, and now as he tries to throw harder and do more, those 17 muscles that are constantly pulling on that bone just basically were stronger than the actual bone, and that's how he ended up with the stress fracture.
And Cespedes is going to have this recurring situation with his legs, right, with his hamstring situation?
Yeah, similar thing, right? Like once you get one, but these guys are really diligent with stretching and doing the exercises and they're trying to keep the flexibility as best as possible. But that's always a concern once you start having some of these hamstring issues and strains, they unfortunately have a higher chance of coming back.
Terrible. Boy, so much stuff, guy. Have we missed anybody? Is there any player?
We don't have that. We don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think we got. Yeah, it's amazing how we got. Like I said, literally more today than all football season. So I'm waiting for football to start up again.
Just wait till football season.
Don't worry. Next week there'll be another MedHeart. Don't worry.
Exactly.
Thank you, Doc. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Same to you, Doc. Same to you.
Dr. Arun Rajaran from our partners at IGEA Brain and Spine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.